Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. Well, yesterday we began to share a message I've entitled Time for All Things, and we were looking at the subject of time. And in today's world, the things we experience, I think we are very conscious of time, more so, I believe, than any other generation. We've had the improvements and advances in science and technology. We've got the internet. News is transmitted to us, crises, situations around the world, and moments of time. And so time is something that is we are aware of it as passing so quickly. That is the experience of so many people. In fact, I actually remember, I was just thinking of what I heard, this was quite some time ago, but a young girl had fallen. She was walking, and she had been looking at her smartphone, and they said, well, why were you doing that? And wouldn't it be better to wait till you got wherever you were going and then look at it? She's, well, I don't have time. And this is the expression of a child. And so those of us who are adults, depending on the season of our lives, we are to a great extent ruled by time. We're all governed by the fact that time is passing. Clocks, calendars dictate our activities. This is an issue we all have to deal with. And there's variations of experiencing of this pressure of time, if you will. On one end, someone might say, I don't have the time, when they are overwhelmed with pressures and daily responsibilities that just mount up. There's so much that is demanded of an individual, and it can be overwhelming, that there are so many things that vie for our attention. You cannot listen to the television. I mean, they take brief interludes, and they're advertising 3 and 4 different things to try to encourage sales of whatever it is they're marketing. So on one hand, there's a person who feels pressured that they don't have enough time to do the things they want to do. And on the other end, there are those through perhaps sickness or aging, a time in their life when they've lived a good portion of their life, there's a loneliness that can come in having too much time on their hands. But let's look at time in the reality in which God has created it for our purposes, for His purposes. And He has given us time so that the things He desires to give to us, the gifts, He gives as extravagantly as His other gifts. Now, in this day of pressure and deadlines and responsibility, that may not seem to be the case. But why God is, by His very nature, is loving and generous. And it makes sense, at least in the abstract, right, that He's given us time in abundance for all that He's called us to do. This, beloved, hear me, is the spiritual reality. Whatever season you are in right now in your life, whether you're a youngster or whether you're advanced in years, whatever the season, God has given you all the time you need for what He's called you to do. Now, the world will deny that. They are putting the pressure of urgency in everything that is said and done. I remember as a child, as far as the advertisements for Christmas, none of that would happen until after Thanksgiving Day. Whereas today, it's August or even sooner, that there's just everything is accelerated and it puts pressure on us. We were not meant to live under that kind of pressure. Now, let's look at the best example we can find, and that is that of the ministry of Jesus. First of all, he didn't begin his ministry till he was approximately 30 years old. He spent his life in preparation, waiting on the Father, and he completed his work. We know that, and we'll be sharing that he completed and did everything the Father wanted him to do. At times, Jesus was sorrowful, he was tired, but he was never frantic or rushed. And I believe the reason the Lord gave me this message is that he wants us to focus on what the scriptures are telling us, what his truth is regarding the subject of time. He wants us to adjust our attitudes towards time. He doesn't want us running around like little rats in a maze, rushing, or like in the novel Alice in Wonderland, the White Rabbit, he was always late for a very important date. The sense of pressure of time, it's unsettling. We are not meant to live under that kind of pressure. We are in time. We must accept it because a time is coming when time will be no more. God dwells in eternity, and we shall also dwell with him in that eternal existence where time shall be no more. The pressures of time, the burdens of time, the responsibility of time. There will be no sorrow, no sighing, no pressure, no anxiety, which is so much a part of modern life. And so he wants us to have his perspective on this gift of time that he's given us. To each one of us, there's a certain length of days that he has given us, and he doesn't want us burdened with an overloaded, crowded schedule, or if we don't have many commitments, he doesn't want us to labor or feel stressed and pressured to fill up the hours. That's the message of the world. We need to find, beloved, and listen to me, we need to find God's order for our lives, and then we will have all the time that we need. Just think about that. God is not unreasonable. He's not a harsh taskmaster. He knows our limitations. He works with us. He will give us all the strength and the resources that are needed. But we need to just take a deep breath and relax and refuse to be under the bondage of the rush and the urgency that the world puts on us regarding time. All of God's purposes are fulfilled in due time. Think about the very birth of Jesus. He had that in place already. He spoke to Adam and Eve that one was coming who would crush the head of the serpent. Galatians 4:4 says, "But when the fullness of time was come," God's fullness of time, his exact planning in terms of the history of mankind, when the fullness of time was come, what happened? God sent forth his Son. He sent Jesus into the world to be born, made of a woman, made under the law. And Romans 5:6 says, "For when we were yet without strength, in due time," in God's time, "Christ died for the ungodly." He was sacrificed on that cruel cross to redeem whomsoever will would call upon the name of the Lord, they would be saved. Mark 1:15, and this is John the Baptist, he said, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel." He was a forerunner, if you will, for the ministry of Jesus. And his timing, his birth, was precisely planned by the Lord. God has time and eternity in his hands. It's only us that, if we allow it, will make us anxious and pressured and overburdened. But he wants us to just relax and trust Him in spite of the chaos and the pressure and the rush and the push of the world in which we now live. And if some of you listening are advanced in years, you can remember a time. I mean, if you're 60, 70, 80, 90, I was born in the 40s. Time was so different, the 50s. There was always evil in the world, but we didn't have the pressures that are on society as we do today. God Himself ordains His story, or man's history, if you will. The Word of the Lord says in Acts, the 17th chapter, verse 26, speaking of God, "And hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on the face of the earth. And," listen to this, "hath determined the times before appointed," God's plan, "and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if happily they might feel after Him and find Him, though He be not far from every one of us." This is a fact. This is a reality, beloved, for every single human on the face of the earth. Time is limited. Our time is limited, and for some it may be longer than others. There are many things that we would question or don't have understanding about, but God asks that we would trust His nature, His character, that He has all things in His hand. There's a lot that there's nothing we can do about this, except just the minimum. For example, our health. We can take care of our health, have proper nutrition, proper rest, water, the things that pertain to health. But obviously, it is God Himself that determines the time, the length of our life. All have an appointed time. Hebrews 9 and 27 says, "And it is appointed unto men once to die, and after that, the judgment." So, beloved, it's important that we find the specific task that He would have us do at whatever season of our life that we may be in. Well, my time has flown, and we will continue these thoughts on tomorrow's broadcast. I invite you to join us. And if you're being pressured by time, then or any other prayer need, I invite you to note the contact information which the announcer will give. If you email, you might wish to share your mailing address so that I could respond personally, but I will certainly pray and confirm receipt. Thank you for joining me, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, "May God's best forever be yours," is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.